Morning, it's January 15, the day in 1959 when the first Logies were presented. Graham Kennedy was one of the first winners of the Star of the Year award for In Melbourne Tonight.
Now tonight, as you already know, everybody's going to do something different. I'm going to try and be good.
It was on this day in 1970 that Diana Ross officially left the Supremes to pursue a solo career. Their biggest hit together in Australia was this one in 1967. Day started on January 15, 1974. You might remember this from the first episode.
Put on my pair by the platters. Put arm around back of couch so it's around her.
Which arm?
Well, that depends on what side of the couch you're sitting on. If you're right-handed, you sit on the left side or vice versa.
So you keep your strongest hand free.
Right.
Birthdays, Gareth Hale, one half of the British comedy duo Hale and Pace, is 65.
We're managing a brand new show for two very funny geezers by the names of Hale and Hale. Hale and Pace.
Well, it's only one funny geezer then, isn't it?
And one of rugby league's current crop of Queensland greats, Greg Inglis, is 31.
This mighty fullback for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Will he go the distance? Greg Inglis!
Finally, Harry Nilsson died in 1994. He was 52. His biggest hits included Without You and Everybody's Talking.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
There's some of the things we're looking back on January 15.